我们还是先请弟兄姊妹读一处的圣经。
Let us first turn to a passage in the Bible.
就是旧约士师记。
That's in Judges, in the Old Testament.
旧约士师记第九章。
Judges chapter 9.
我们要读的是从第八节到第十三节。
Let's read from verse 8 through 13.
请弟兄们先读一节，姊妹们继续的读一节，八到十三节。
We'll start with the brothers and we'll read alternatively.
有以时树木要高，以树为王，管理他们，就去对橄榄树说，请你做我们的王。树木对无花果树说，请你来做我们的王。
But the fig tree replied,Should I give up my fruit, so good and sweet, to hold sway over the trees?
树木对葡萄树说，请你来做我们的王。
But the vine answered, Shall I give up my vine, to choose both God and man, to hold sway over the trees?
这里这个故事就是我们这一次的特别聚会的题目。
And this story speaks of our main topic for this conference.
但是呢，虽然是这个故事
，Even though it's just a story，
却是包含了很深的意义。
But encompasses a great spiritual meaning。
所以，请我们大家一同低头祷告。
So let's bow our head。
主啊，我们只有求你，那赏给我们那赐人智慧和启示的灵。
Lord, we ask that you would give us the spirit of wisdom and revelation.
能够借着你的话，能够真认识你。
That through your words we may come to know you truly.
并且照明我们心中的眼睛。
And will you enlighten the eyes of our hearts.
希望我们能够明白你的事。
That we may understand the things about you.
虽然你的话很浅显。
Even though your words may be simple,
说包括了极深的意义。
Yet it can include such a spiritual meaning.
也对我们的生命生活有极大的关系。
And has something to do so great with our lives and our living.
所以求你用圣膏油膏我们每一位弟兄姊妹。
Lord, we ask that you anoint each one of the brothers and sisters.
使我们一同在你面前蒙恩。
That we may receive your grace.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus' name I pray.
Amen.
Amen. 这个我们上两次已经看过这里三棵树中的第一棵。
The last two sessions we took a look at the first tree among these three.
第一棵就是橄榄树。
And which is the olive tree.
那么今天最后一次呢，我们盼望还有两棵树。
And during the last one session, we want to speak of two trees.
第二棵树呢，就无花果树。
And the second tree being the fig tree.
第三棵树呢，就是葡萄树。
And the third one being the vine.
这三棵树在这里这个故事里面非常特别。
And these are very unique trees within the story.
种树拥护他来做王。
All the trees came to these trees and want to anoint them king.
照一般情形来说呢，是求之不得的哈。
And ordinarily, you can ask for more.
你看，不要说做王，就做总统吧。你看竞选的时候，简直是要死要活的哈。
And you see that the president during the election, the campaign, they would give their all.
要争着费多大力量才能。做王啊。
And they strive so much in order to be the president.
现在你不要费力，大家都拥护你，为什么不做呢？
But now, why is that these trees were not willing when people want to anoint them as king?
所以这里就是这三棵树的特别的地方。
And so that's their special character.
第一棵这个橄榄树说。
And the first tree being the olive tree.
我主要的就是我 留这个尊重人、尊重神和尊重人的油。
And the olive tree replied that the purpose for me is to give the oil that honors God and man.
我不要飘飘在众人之上做王。
And I'm not willing to sway over the trees to be their king.
那么第二棵树无花果树。
And the second tree being the fig tree.
说我就是为着要结。甜美的果子给人吃的。
And he said the purpose of my existence is to bear sweet and good fruit.
我不要飘飘然在众人之上来做王。
And I'm not willing to sway over the trees to be their king.
第三棵树就是葡萄树。
And the third tree is the vine.
他说我不能够止住不出这个最甜美的酒而给人喝。
He says, how can I give up the wine which cheers both God and man?
我也不做这个飘飘然在众人之上的王。
And neither am I willing to sway over the trees to be their king.
因为这次的特会我说我们是不是讲一个什么道理啊。
And during this conference, I do not wish to share about something, a high doctrine.
那是我们特别是我们做基督徒的。
Especially to those who are Christians.
我们是神的儿女。
We are the children of God.
因为现在的人生有三大问题。
And we know that there are three questions, great questions in the life.
非常的困扰着世界的人。
And it troubles people of this world.
第一个问题
The first question being,
我为什么活在这个世上
Why do I even live in this world?
所以有的人就埋怨了
And some would complain.
上天呢你叫我活在地上干什么嘛
He says, God, why are you allowing me to live in this world?
不得解答
And there is no answer to it.
第二个问题
The second question,
我活在这个地上到底有什么意义
He says, what is the meaning and significance of my life?
赚了一大堆的钱
I may earn a lot of money.
快死了。
I'm about to die.
再大堆钱也不能买我多活一分钟。
And the wealth that I have cannot buy even 1 minute of my life.
活着什么意义呢
？What is the significance and meaning?
第三个问题。
And third question.
我活着有什么目的
？What is the purpose of my life?
我本来想赚1.5亿。
Originally, I wanted to earn $1.5 billion.
现在赚到了。
And now I have them.
这是我的目的吗
That was my purpose.
所以这三个问题就困扰着人。
So therefore, these three questions trouble people.
连我们基督徒常常也受到这个困扰。
Even our Christians are not a no example.
羡慕你的同学，人家那么好了。
You envy your colleagues and how what a great achievements they have.
羡慕你的朋友，本来你瞧不起他，现在他瞧不起你了。
And you envy your friends who used to despise you.
所以就是我到底怎么我干什么
And we're asking ourselves, what are we doing?
这三棵树就是非常好的榜样
And these three trees gave us a very good example.
每个树都知道我为什么活在这地上
Because every one of these trees knew the purpose of their existence.
我活在地上有什么意义
And they knew the purpose of their existence.
我要达到什么目的
What is the purpose for their living?
所以这三棵树就非常的稳妥安息没有焦虑
and therefore they are without worry and they rest
譬如说这个橄榄树说
and for example let's look at the olive tree
我被造就是为着出油
he says the purpose of my creation is to produce the oil
无花果树说我被造出来就是为着结果子无花果
And the fig tree said the purpose of my existence is to produce the fruit.
葡萄树说我为着要出酒。
And the vine says it is for me to yield the wine.
我不是来做王的。
I'm not here to be a king.
我要是做王的我睡不着觉我坐不住。
And I would have insomnia if I were to be the king.
我就做我。
And I want to be just me.
因为我的目的我的意义一切都是神托付的
Because all the purpose and meaning of my life has been committed to me by God
若是我们为着神了你这个人一生有价值有意义有目的了
And if you live for God then your life will have meaning and significance and value and purpose
好我们看过橄榄树了
And so we did talk about the olive tree already
今天我们试试看再看第二棵这个无花果树
And today let's look at the fig tree
我还不大愿意讲这棵无花果树。
And I'm not willing to talk about the fig tree.
因为无花果树代表一种的人。
Because it represents a special kind of people.
这种的人呢，失败了。
And these are the kind of people who have failed.
生活失败了。
They failed in their daily lives.
没有照着他的本分呢，产生无花果。
They did not yield produce their fruit according to their portion.
结果他的生活那个意义来说很惨呐、啊，很悲惨。
It is very woeful as far as their life is concerned.
这个无花果树在这个圣经中啊，记载地方也不少。
And throughout the Bible, the fig trees are being mentioned many times.
那么我们看出来，它是代表、啊。这个以色列人的
And it symbolizes the nation of Israel.
代表以色列国的以色列人
And it symbolizes those Jews within the nation of Israel.
好，那么我们就是，那么我想这圣经我不能一一的请大家一同来读了。
And it's just not possible for us to read all the passages.
因为要花很多的时间。
Because it would take a consume a lot of time.
但是我知道弟兄姊妹都是读过经的人啊。
And I know that you are all read your scriptures.
我随时引用的时候，大家就知道这是在什么地方啊。
And when I use the scriptures, you will know where it come from.
盼望我不是自己下断案啊。
And hopefully it will not be according to my judgment.
乃是从这个圣经所说的事情来，我们得这个断案，得结论。
But it is to draw a conclusion from the scriptures.
圣经第一次提到无花果树。
The first time that the Bible mentioned about fig tree.
很早很早的。
And it's very early on.
这个亚当夏娃一犯罪的时候。
And when Adam and Eve has fallen.
他们这个眼睛是明亮了。
And their eyes were opened.
结果就看到自己、啊、是赤身肉体、啊、
And they realized that they were naked.
他就觉得哎呀这个是羞耻。
And they felt very shameful.
是赶快的找什么东西来盖一盖。
So where did they find, what did they find to cover themselves?
结果就用这个无花果树的叶子编的裙子遮盖自己的羞耻。
And so they sew the fig leaves together to make the coverings for themselves.
不信神的人说，哎，这些故事真是没有道理啊。
So non-believers say that there is no basis to this story.
不过这是很重要的一个道理。
But there is something meaningful to this story.
你知道，人虽然是犯了罪以后啊，人还知道羞耻。
That even though man has sinned, they knew about humiliation or shame.
等到不知道羞耻了 那就糟糕了
And if one does not know humiliation or shame then that would be worse
这个知道羞耻是神给人的一种的保护
And to know shame is a protection for man
所以他一看到哎呀我现在从前 不觉得赤身肉体是羞耻
So before that they didn't realize that to be naked is something shameful
现在知道了
And now they realize
就找这个无花果树的叶子来遮盖一下
So they sew the fig tree's leaves together to cover themselves.
这个直到今天这个世界里面
And today, in today's world,
那个最野蛮的人，最热带的地方的人，他也弄一点小小的布遮一遮。
Even the tribal people would cover themselves with a little small cloth.
就是因为还是有个羞耻的感觉。
Because they have a sense of shame.
可惜的就是越是到了文明的时候
But unfortunately, the more the people are civilized,
现在以这个赤身肉体为荣耀
and then they glorify in their naked bodies.
不但自己觉得荣耀
not only that they feel themselves are so glorious,
还要在大庭广众之下来显露显露
and they want to show off in the public.
大家都觉得荣耀
and everybody will glorify such phenomena.
这是堕落的现象
That is the phenomena of a fallen mankind.
那么亚当夏娃就第一次就无花果叶子出现了啊
！And so the fig tree, the leaf of fig tree, is being mentioned for the first time in the story.
总算有点知道什么叫做羞耻。
And they knew finally what is to be shameful.
但是神说这个无花果树叶子一下子就坏掉了。
But God said the leaves tree, the leaves would wither soon.
说神用皮子在给他们做衣服。
So God so using the skin of the animal to sew up the cloth.
固然是保暖。
And on one hand, it keeps them warm.
更是叫人知道 为要遮盖这个羞耻。
And more so is to cover their shamefulness.
好，那么这第一次提到这个无花果树。
And that's the first time that the Bible mentioned about the fig tree.
以后呢也提到了。
And later on,
比较明显的。
And there's a very obvious mentioning.
又是说到以色列人出了埃及以后。
And after the Israelites left the Egypt.
那么他们走了好长的路
and they have traveled a long journey
走到神所应许的那个美地的旁边
and they have come to the place where the promised land
那么摩西说我们应该进去看看这块美地到底是好不好
they're at the boundary and they're ready to enter they wanted to see whether how the land looked like
就挑选了十二个这个在十二个支派里头挑选十二个探子进去探探这块地
and so they chose 12 spies to take a look at the land
那么这十二个人呢就到这个神应许美地里面各处走了一走
and so the 12 spies walked through the promised land and to take a look at it
果然是美地
and even though it was a promised land it was a beautiful land
圣经说它是牛奶与蜜之地
It was a land filled with milk and honey
你可见的非常的好
And you can see that it was a wonderful land
那么他们呢为要做证明
And to prove something
就带了几样水果回来
So they brought certain fruit and produce from the land
他们砍了一挂葡萄
And they have taken the grapes
是两个人抬这一块的
And a bundle needs to be carried by two people
还有带了石榴
And they also brought the pomegranates
还有带着无花果
And also the figs
所以他们回来以后
So after they returned
那么证明说神给的地的确是美地
And it proved that the land that God has given to them was a beautiful land
但是呢他们失败在哪里呢
But where has they fallen?
十二个探子里面有十个说不行我们不能去
And out of these 12 spies there were 10 said no we cannot enter
地是美得不得了
Because the land was beautiful it was great
但是城墙高大
But the walls are so high
非常坚固
It's very strong
人高大
And the people there are very tall.
有一种人呢，很高、很大、很强壮。
And they're very strong and tall.
我们看他们这么看。
And this is the way that we look at them.
他们看我们呢，像个蚱蜢一样。
They look at us like grasshoppers.
我们要进去，我们去送死。
And if we were to enter, we are going to die for sure.
哇，这一报告，以色列人啊，大家都吵起来了。
So everyone was arguing after such an announcement.
摩西，你怎么把我们领到死地来了？
And Moses, why have you led us to a land of death?
所以他们就没有进去。
And therefore, they did not enter.
但是另外两个探子说不可以打。
But the other two spies says, "No, we can go."
因为耶和华神把他们交在我们手中。
Because God has given them over to us.
但是这两个人呢，打不过那十个人啊。
But these two cannot beat the opinions of the other ten.
最后呢，摩西和以色列人呢，都退下来，退回来。
And finally, they regressed.
该进去，该进去，没有进去。
They did not enter into the land that they supposed to enter into.
结果呢，漂流了，在漂流了三十八年。
So they wandered for another 38 years.
等到那批人呢，壮丁都死掉了以后，三十八年之后，那个以色列人才进去。
It wasn't until 38 years later when all the strong men had died that Israelites entered into the promised land.
才得着了神那个应许之地。
And they have obtained then the promised land.
所以这个无花果一开头的时候就有点不大不祥之兆啊。
So you see the fig tree is it's a very unlucky sign.
不是无花果有错人有错。
It is not the fault of the fig tree, but it's the fault of man.
以后呢我们知道以色列人就建国了。
And later on, we know that the nation of Israel was established.
虽然是建立了神的国。
Even though the nation, the kingdom of God has been established.
第一个好的王是大卫。
The first good king was David.
那个时候的国家实在有这个无花果的味道。
And at that time, it really had a fragrance. The country had a fragrance of the fig.
它的果子非常甜美。
The fruit is so good and sweet.
神的工作都是叫别人得益处的。
And because all the work of God is to benefit someone else.
那个无花果树就是给别人吃的。
And the fruit of fig tree is to satisfy others.
所以，做一个基督徒啊。
And therefore, to be a Christian.
原则都是叫别人饱足。
And the principle of a Christian is to satisfy, to feed others' needs.
自己没有什么享受，没有什么得着。
You do not take delight in your own satisfaction.
要不然的话就是为我，为我什么都给我。
Otherwise, we'll become selfish and everything is for me.
基督徒的原则就是给人，叫人饱足，甜美。
But the principle of being Christian is to give, and to satisfy others.
但是大卫之后呢？
And after the king, after King David,
差不多以色列一个王不如一个王啊。
And one king is worse than the previous one.
他们忘了神。
They have forgotten about God.
国家软弱。
And the nation have failed.
因为没有神了，当然就弱下来了。
And because the nation has grew weak because lack of God.
失去了那个无花果树的那个旨意了，那个精要。
And it lost the essence of the nation being a fig tree.
他们本来应该啊，照着神的话，就是律法书，好好的治理国家。
And originally they were supposed to run the country according to the law that was given by God.
我们看那个历史上，到了一个时候啊，他们律法书都不见了。
And we see in the history of Israel that there was a time that they can even not find the law, the book.
圣殿呢都慢慢的坏。
And the temple were ruined.
后来有一个王啊兴起来。
And finally there was a king who rose up.
他说我们应该把这个圣殿呢修补修补。
He says that we need to repair the temples.
他总算还不错啊。
And he was a pretty good king.
当修圣殿的时候啊。
And when they were trying to repair the temple,
从墙壁里头啊，找出一本律法书来。
And they finally found in the corner of the wall the book of the law.
那今天的话就拿出一本圣经来。
And so according to today's terminology, it's the Bible.
他们好多年都没有好好读圣经了。
And then for many years, they have not read the Bible.
说这棵无花果树啊，就是有名无实了。
So the fig tree lost the reality of it being a fig tree.
又过了几年
and a few years have gone by,
那个国家越来越败坏
the nation of Israel become weaker and weaker,
和当时就兴起一个先知来
and as they become more and more corrupt, God raised up a prophet,
先知警告这个国王
and the prophet had warned the king,
他说我看到一个异象
he said I've seen a vision,
看到有两筐啊无花果摆在圣殿门口。
And I see two baskets of figs, a place in front of the temple doorsteps.
一筐无花果呢，很好吃，很好。
And one basket of the fig tree, fig are very sweet and very good.
还有一筐呢，很坏，坏到不能吃。
And the other is so corrupt and so it's become bad. You cannot eat it.
神就借着这个异象啊，就警告以色列王说。
So God used that vision to warn the king of Israel.
现在的以色列国啊，有一些还好，有一些坏，不能再吃了。
That the Israelites within this nation, some are very good and some are so rotten.
但是以色列人没有受到警告。
But the Israelites did not take heed of such warning.
所以到了不久以后呢。
And then not long after that,
那个另外一个王兴起来，就是尼布加尼撒，巴比伦王尼布加尼撒。
So a king of Babylon, Nebuchadnezzar, was raised up by God.
他们就打到这个以色列国，打到以色列国。
And they took siege of the nation of Israel.
说他把这个圣殿完全破坏了。
They completely ruined the temple of God.
耶路撒冷城完全毁掉。
They completely ruined the city of Jerusalem.
差不多的人都杀光。
And most were being killed under the sword.
没有被杀的就掳到巴比伦去。
And they took those remnant into captivity.
所以以色列国就灭亡了。
And that's the fall of the nation of Israel.
是这个无花果树所代表的以色列国第一次就是毁掉了。
And so the fig tree, which is the nation of Israel, has fallen.
它应该结果子给别人吃。
It was supposed to bear fruit to feed others.
结果呢，没有果子。
And not only it did not have fruit,
所以这个树也就毁掉。
And the tree was withered.
但是神呢，还要叫他们复兴。
But God would raise them up again.
再叫他们这棵树再起来。
That this tree would grow tall again.
那么就叫这些被掳的人呢，啊，七十年之后又回了耶路撒冷。
And after 70 years, God had brought some of the remnant from captivity back into Jerusalem.
这一段时期叫做被掳归回呀。
And that was the period of the return of the remnant.
这些人呢，实在是为着神不顾一切的要回来。
And these people had despised all and wanted to return to God, for God.
就是今天呢，你要从巴比伦的回来，那个路都好难走。
And even today, if you were to travel from the land of Babylon back here, it would be difficult.
所以那个时候啊，父老携幼就是要回来。
But at that time, old and young and all together, they came back.
因为他们知道我们是无花果树。
Because they knew in their heart that we are the fig tree.
我们有神呢。
We have God.
我们有神的，要照着神的。叫我们活的那个光景来活。
And we need to live according to the commandment of the Lord.
所以这棵无花果树又活了。
And therefore this fig tree was alive again.
那一批人呢，非常蒙神悦纳。
And these people were greatly pleased to God.
就记载在以斯拉记、尼希米记上。
And they were recorded in the book of Ezra and the book of Nehemiah.
所以无花果树死而复活了。
And therefore, the fig tree has returned to life, become alive again.
那时候他们也实在结了美好的果子。
And they did bear a very good fruit back then.
这些事情啊，我们今天读一读都是好受感动。
And even if we were to read the story today, we would be greatly moved.
就是他们的果子我们吃的时候都觉得真是甘甜了。
And even today we can taste the fruit that they bore many years ago.
就好像你活着干什么呢？
And it is to ask, what is the meaning and significance to live?
就是结果子啊。
And for me to live is to bear fruit.
你吃的甜美很好啊，这是我的事啊。
And it's wonderful that you taste the sweet fruit.
所以他们那个果子我们今天吃的都觉得甘甜了。
So the fruit that they bore that day today, even today we're still tasting it.
所以那是这个大概是在2400年前的事。
And this happened roughly about 2400 years ago.
那么可惜啊，他们以后啊也衰败。
But afterwards, pitifully, they failed again.
当2000年以前。
And roughly about 2000 years ago.
主耶稣那时候在地上。
And when Jesus was on this earth.
主耶稣啊，就生在犹太国哈。
And Jesus was born in the land of Judah.
他本来把福音呢，先传给这个以色列国犹太人的。
Originally, the gospel was given to the Jews.
按理说，犹太人应当很懂得神的事。
And it's supposed to be that the Jews are supposed to understand the things of God very well.
他们天天盼望基督来。
Because every day they looked forward to the coming of the Messiah.
哎呀，基督来了，我们就好了。
And they were looking forward to the coming of Christ. If Christ comes, then we will be okay.
但是基督来了，他们反而不否认他。
But they rejected Christ who came.
所以当初耶稣在地上的时候啊，是受逼迫的。
So Jesus was persecuted when he was on earth.
是被藐视的。
He was despised.
被侮辱的。
He was humiliated.
被谁侮辱呢？
And who was he humiliated by?
主要就是被这些犹太人、以色列人。
It was mainly by those Israelites.
你看圣经有时候有三种不同的名称啊，一种是犹太人。
And the Bible has three different kinds of names. One is the Jews.
一个就是以色列人。
And the other the Israelites.
还有一个名字叫希伯来人。
And the other Hebrews.
都是指着这个犹太人来说的啊。
And all speak of the Jewish people.
那么耶稣在地上的时候啊。
And when Jesus was on earth.
反而被自己的人拒绝了。
And he was rejected by his own people.
所以
耶稣就是很伤心呢、啊。
And he was very, it was sad.
他到自己的地方来，自己的人却不接待他。
And has come to his own land, and yet his own people rejected him and is not willing to receive him.
所以本来想主想救他们，结果被他们拒绝了。
And God, Jesus intended to save them, yet he was rejected by them.
圣经告诉我们，救恩呢，本来是也给先给犹太人的。
So the Bible tells that the salvation was for the Jews first.
因为犹太人拒绝了。
But because they have rejected it.
所以才临到我们是外邦人呢。
And therefore it came upon us Gentiles.
我们本来没有资格接受神的救恩的。
Originally, we were not qualified to receive the salvation of God.
我们更不可能是神的儿女的。
And we cannot even be the child of God.
犹太人有优先权的。
And because the Jewish people had the priority.
但是这一块无花果树呢，拒绝了主。
But this fig tree had rejected its Lord.
所以主耶稣在世的时候。
And therefore, when Jesus was on earth,
就有一个故事，有遇到一件事情。
And he encountered something.
那么就作为一个象征。
And it became a symbol.
就是耶稣有一天饿了。
And one day Jesus was hungry.
就到一个无花果树那里去看看有什么果子。
And he walked by a fig tree to see whether there's fruit on it.
若是有果子给耶稣吃，这太荣耀了啊。
And it would be so glorious if this tree could produce fruit for Jesus.
但是呢，耶稣找不到，没有果子。
But Jesus could not find any fruit on the tree.
主说。
And the Lord said,
从今以后，永远没有人再吃到你的果子。
And he says, may you never bear fruit again. No one will ever enjoy the fruit from you.
很快的，这棵无花果树就枯干了。
And immediately the tree withered.
所以这个无花果树象征的以色列国在那个时候不可救药了。
And therefore the nation of Israel, which was symbolized by the fig tree, is beyond help.
不过那时候的光景也实在太差。
And at that time their conditions are very, very bad.
差到我们都想象不出来，那么坏。
And it's so bad beyond our comprehension and imagination.
本来他们呢有个圣殿。
And originally they had the temple.
圣殿里头神圣无比的地方。
And the temple is somewhere that's so sacred.
圣殿里面有这个祭司长。
And had the high priest.
有众祭司。
And all the priests.
有长老。
And the elders.
有文士。
And the scribes.
都是明白圣经。
And they all understood the scriptures.
全时间侍奉。
And they were serving God full time.
而且呢是在众人高高在众人之上。
And they were exalted above their fellow people.
掌管这个神圣事情的。
And they were in control managing the sacred things.
耶稣啊，到后来也进到圣殿里来。
And when Jesus entered into the temple.
一看这个圣殿里头呢。
And what he saw.
有买牛羊鸽子的。
And they were selling and buying the cattle and the doves.
为什么在圣殿里买卖牛羊鸽子呢？
Why is it that they were selling and buying sheep and calves in the temple?
他们献祭用的牛羊鸽子，这个掌管的人说外来的不行。
And because they cannot accept any sacrifices came from foreign.
只有在我这里买的才是。才是正的，才是对的。
Because those people tell others that you cannot bring it from other place, you can only buy those things from me.
你也不能抗议说你这里贵一倍啊。
And you cannot complain that yours is so expensive.
说好，治好人痛啊，给你赚吧，我敬拜神呢，我就买你的牛羊鸽子。
So the Israelites would say, well, okay, I'm willing to spend more money then.
还有，你到圣殿里来捐钱。
And there were some who were offering up money in the temple.
不准用什么世界各国的钱，连美金也不准。
And the people within the temple says you cannot use any other currencies.
必须用我圣殿的钱。
You have to use the currency that's used by the temple.
你到这儿来先换好钱，你才能够
Therefore, you need to come and change your currency, your money.
所以主耶稣一看呢， 哎呀，真是伤心呐、啊。
And the and Jesus was greatly saddened by such phenomena.
这么多年来，神所栽培的这个以色列圣殿呢，落到这种光景。
And the temple that was built that God has planted has become like such.
那些带头的祭司长什么，一个一个都脑满肠肥呀、啊。
And these leaders and these priests are just so fattened with their gains.
一般的人呢，要敬拜神呢，还得受到这么大的委屈和限制。
And those people who really want to worship God were so limited by all these regulations.
所以主耶稣生气了。
And therefore the Lord became angry.
你不要以为耶稣不会生气、啊。
Don't think that Jesus never becomes angry.
主耶稣就拿这个鞭子赶那些牛羊赶出去。
And he cast out all the calves and the sheep from the temple.
把那些兑换银钱的那个桌子给你推翻了。
And he turned over the tables of the money changers.
为什么呢？
And why was that?
这个殿呢，本来是应该是祷告的殿。
Because he said that this my house was supposed to be called the house of prayers.
现在你们把它当作宰窝了。
And now you have turned it into a den of robbers.
你们都是些宰。
You are robbers.
在圣殿里头做成是一个宰窝。
And you have turned our temple into a den of robbers.
虽然说当时把他们赶，清洁了一下。
And when Jesus cleaned the temple,
但是这些带头的人呢，气死了。
And these leaders were greatly angered.
有一次他问耶稣，你凭着什么来做这样的事？
And one day they asked Jesus, what do you do these things by?
谁给你这样的权柄？
Who has given you such authority?
主耶稣说，那我问你们一个问题。
And Jesus said, let me ask you a question.
你们能答复？
If you can answer it,
我就答复告诉你。
Then I will tell you my answer.
我想不要说这事哈。
And let's not talk about that.
耶稣和他们这些人的冲突啊，就达到了极点。
And so the conflict between Jesus and those Jews has reached a pivotal point.
以后他们就把他陷害，交在罗马人手中，把他钉死十字架。
And later on, they turned it over to the hand of Romans and crucified him.
当然，主耶稣事先呢，就有计划的来受死了。
Of course, Jesus knew that he was to die.
说他死，我们才得救。
Because only by his death we may be saved.
预先就定位好的。
And was predestined.
他做一个羔羊被杀。
It was predestined that he becomes the lamb that's to be slain.
死在十字架上。
And to die on the cross.
我们因着信他和他的死，我们就得救了。
That by believing in him and his death, we are saved.
不过以色列人到那时候就知道这棵无花果树完了。
But at that moment, you know that the fig tree is corrupted.
就死了。
It's withered and it's dead.
不过当耶稣在世的时候啊，
And when Jesus was on the earth,
也传了一个福音，说了一句福音。
And he has said a good news.
他说我将来还要再来。
He said that I will come again.
弟兄姊妹，主耶稣快要再来。
You know that Jesus is to come again soon.
他的再来也是老早定规下来的。
And it was also predestined for his coming again.
什么时候来呢？
And when does he come again?
他没有告诉我们哪一年、哪一月、哪一日。
He did not tell us a specific date.
但是呢，他说要来之前呢，有一些征兆，有些兆头。
But before his second coming, you can see certain signs.
这是圣经里头很大的问题啊。
And that is a great question in the Bible.
我们不提。
And let's not talk about that now.
他有一个征兆。
And there's one sign.
他说你就看这个无花果树发论长芽的时候长。
And when you see the fig tree, its twigs became tender and the leaves come out.
你就知道夏天近了。
You know the summer is near.
说我仁慈也要再来了。
And it's about the time then for the Son of Man to come again.
那么解经的人就说了，
And those who study the Bible,
什么叫做无花果树重新发芽再长叶呢？
Bible scholars try to explain what does it mean for the fig tree its twig to turn tender and grow leaves.
那就是以色列国亡国多少年之后啊，又复国。
And that's after the nation Israel fall and rise up again.
那就是说这个无花果树又复 复活了，还有复生了。
And when the nation of Israel became a nation again, that's the fig tree becoming alive again.
在多少年来都说这不可能啊。
And for many years, that seems to be impossible.
以色列国亡的太久了。
And because it's been so long since the fall of the nation.
他们的人呢散布在全世界各地了。
And the Israelites were scattered everywhere throughout the world.
1948年大概啊。
But in 1948,
啊，以色列复国了。
And it became a nation again.
所以许多的连基督徒连非基督徒都吃大吃了一惊啊。
And whether it be Christians or non-Christians, they were all greatly shocked.
那就证明主快来了。
And they knew that the Lord is coming soon.
好，那么这是无花果树那个经过的情形。
And this is the process, the journey of the fig tree.
那我们再看这棵葡萄树。
And let's take a look at the vine.
葡萄树说：“我不要做王。”
And the vine says, "I am not willing to be a king."
我生在这个地方就是为着要出酒。
And the purpose of my existence is to produce wine.
你叫我做王而不出酒了，我睡不着，吃不下。
And I will have insomnia, and I cannot eat if you ask me to be the king and not produce wine.
我活得没有意思。
Because I will lose the meaning of my existence.
这个王不好做的。
And it is not easy to be a king.
好，什么叫做出酒呢？
What does it mean to yield wine?
说这个酒啊，是叫神和人都喜乐。
And it is a wine that cheers both God and man.
这就说啊，神要人，特别神的儿女，特别是基督徒，要活在地上啊，有一种的叫做喜乐。
And this is to say that God had a command joy for those Christians.
叫你的人生啊，满了喜乐。
And God wants our life to be filled with joy.
而且你这个人生活的时候，叫神也喜乐。
That as you live, your joyful life would cheer God as well.
那就是酒的意义。
And that is the meaning of the wine.
我们一般的道德家呢，哎呦，怎么喝好酒呢？喝有喝酒呢
？And some people are moralists who say, "How can you drink wine?"
尤其是神还喝酒吗
？And God drinks wine?
啊，这个好像我们不明白啊。
And it's something that some may not understand.
弟兄姊妹，神所说的这个酒啊，和我们那个想法是不同的。
And the wine that God talks about is different from the wine that we're thinking about.
主耶稣来到地上的时候
，And when Jesus came to this earth.
主耶稣喝不喝酒啊
？And did Jesus drink wine?
喝不喝酒啊？
喝 ，Yes.
不但喝酒啊，而且他喜欢喝酒啊。
Not only he drink wine, he liked wine.
他约翰福音记载第一个神迹做什么
？And the Gospel according to John, there was the first miracle.
第一个神迹啊，就是说代表所有神迹的那个中那个中心。
And the, to be the first miracle is the center of all miracles.
就是他参加这个结婚的宴席。
He went to a wedding feast.
他们正在宴席中，那个酒用尽了。
And during the feast, the wine is gone.
那个意思说，那个喜乐却停止了。
And it symbolizes all the joy was to stop.
大家都不快乐了。
And nobody is happy then.
这个他母亲玛利亚。
And so his mother Mary.
酒都用完了。
He says, "Well, they're gone. They're done with the wine."
那么主耶稣的意思就是说，我要不要变酒啊？不是你来支配我的。
And Jesus replied that whether it's for time for me to turn water into wine is not for you to command.
我有我的原则的。
Because I have my principles.
所以那一天呢，这个就叫仆人那个这个玛利亚就叫仆人说。他叫你做什么，你就做什么。
So Mary told all the servants, whatever Jesus commanded you to do, do it accordingly.
那个主人家有六口石缸啊，石缸。
In the master's house, they had six stone water jars.
这个耶稣说，你们把这六口石缸倒满了水。
And Jesus said, fill the jar with water.
他们就把它倒满了六口石缸的水。
And they filled the water to the brim.
然后主耶稣说：“把它舀出来。”
And the Lord said, "Well, draw some out."
送到那个管宴席的那里。
And send it to the master of the banquet.
管宴席已尝啊，上等的美酒。
And after the master of banquet tasted, he said, "This is the best wine."
当然，人家都是先喝这个好的，末了再喝的是差的酒啊。
And he said that other people always give the best wine first, then the worst one.
你们把这个好酒留到最后喝，好奇怪啊！
嗯。Why is it that it's so strange you have left the best wine at last?
那么这就说什么呢？这什么意思呢
？And what does this mean?
主耶稣来了是要人生又喜乐。
And Jesus has come to give us joy in life.
你知道人生啊，越到后来啊，越苦难。
You know that as you progress in years in life, there's more trouble.
上哪里去找喜乐
？And where do you find joy?
你到什么卡拉 OK 去喜乐吗
？Do you find joy in karaoke?
你到夜总会去快乐吗
？Do you find joy in those clubs?
今天的人呢，都是到哪里去找快乐呢？
And where do people of this world go find their joy?
都找的是一味是能够找到快乐的地方，一味是能够找到快乐，并不是找不到快乐。
Okay.
一味。
They thought in their mind that they can find joy.
每一个地方能够找到快乐的。
And there's not one place where they can find joy.
我这话不正确哈。
And perhaps my words are incorrect.
我们中国话里头这个快乐，还有一个叫做喜乐。
And there's a happiness and there's joy.
快乐你可以找到。
You can find happiness.
喜乐你找不到。
But you cannot find joy.
你这个人生的快乐可能有一天，一个晚上。
Maybe you can find happiness in life for a night, for a day.
但是你人生的喜乐你找不到。
But you cannot find the joy of life.
这个必须从那个葡萄的那个主安排的那个葡萄的生命才能出来。
It only comes from the life of the vine, according to the Lord.
主耶稣在地上的时候啊。
And therefore, when Jesus was on earth,
他就把这个酒的意思啊。就是说，这才是我给你的喜乐。
And he manifests the meaning of the wine being the joy that he was about to give to us.
你要是遵从那些什么宗教那些的仪文了、修行了，做各种的什么，都找不到喜乐。
Even though you were to follow the rules and the things of the religion, you cannot find joy.
所以主耶稣招来一些门徒。
And so when Jesus called the disciples.
门徒们跟着耶稣，没有什么宗教规条啊，是各种的捆绑。
And the disciples was not bound by so many religious regulations.
带着跟着耶稣到处去喝酒。
They followed Jesus and drink wine everywhere.
真的，你读这四福音书。
And it's true if you read the four gospels.
有很多人，你请耶稣信个神迹，他有的时候信，有的时候我不信神迹。
And sometimes people ask him to perform a sign of miracle. Sometimes he would, and sometimes he would not do it.
请耶稣这个讲道啊，有时候讲，有时候我不讲。
And when they ask Jesus to speak to them, sometimes Jesus would, and sometimes he would decline.
有的时候问耶稣的问题，有的时候耶稣不答。
And you may ask him a question, and he may not answer.
但是你请他喝酒，哎，每请必到。
And if you ask him to have wine, he will always come.
这个以色列人是很坏的人。
And the Israelites are pretty wicked.
但是以色列不是以色列，法利赛人啊。
And the Pharisees are wicked.
法利赛人请耶稣和门徒去喝酒，耶稣必到。
And so when the Pharisees asked Jesus and his disciples for a wine for a drink, and he would go.
当初有一些，到那个时候有一些约翰的门徒。
And at that time there are some disciples of the John the Baptist.
约翰的门徒都是禁食，不吃不喝。
And the disciples of John the Baptist always fasted and they did not drink wine.
滴酒不沾。
They did not drink even a drop of wine.
所以有很多人就问了，说那个约翰的门徒又不吃不喝，你耶稣怎么老是又喝酒又吃的
？And some would ask, how come the disciples of John never drink or eat, and your disciple always drink and eat?
主耶稣说呀
，And the Lord said，
约翰他是以禁食，好像苦修啊那种的，为他的那个原则
And John had his principles in his fasting.
我在这里时候
But when I'm here,
门徒以我为他的快乐。
And disciples, when I'm with my disciples, I am their joy.
这些门徒啊，很多是穷人了，那些从前瘸腿过、瞎眼过，这个被人瞧不起的人。
And those disciples who followed him were some were used to be lame or poor.
都是被人侮辱过的。
And they were despised or humiliated by others.
被人瞧不起很难过的。
And it is very hurtful when you're despised by others.
但是一跟着耶稣。
But when you follow Jesus,
天天喜乐。
Every day you're so joyful.
哎呀，我们的耶稣看得起我们。
And because our Lord look highly upon us.
把我们带到天上的境地里头。
He has lifted us to the heavenly realm.
怎么能不表示呢？
And how can we but show it?
到处表示就是借着这个酒表示出我们的喜乐了。
So everywhere using the wine, they will show and manifest their joy.
因此在圣经里每逢提到酒的时候啊
，And whenever in the Bible the wine is being mentioned,
都是提到一种代表一种的属天的喜乐。
It represents, it symbolizes a heavenly joy.
圣经里说到酒的时候，都是指着葡萄酒说的。
And when they talk about wine, it's the wine produced by the vine.
比如说这个雅歌，雅歌书。
For example, if you look at the Songs of Solomon,
他说呀，你的爱情怎么样？比酒更美。
He says that your love is better than wine.
它里面好几次提到比这个美酒还要美。
Many times it mentioned that it's better than the best wine.
神爱我们的爱啊，就是像美酒一样。
And the love that God has loved us with is better than the wine.
而且呢，在那是好多次我们就看见都是提到酒酒酒。
And many times you see wine being mentioned in the songs.
我头油润，我什么杯酒淋。
And my head's anointed, my cups are filled with wine.
你不要说啊，那么既然这样讲，我们大家都会去喝酒去。
So don't say because of this we all go and drink wine.
我们要领会它里面那个属灵的意义。
We need to comprehend the spiritual meaning in this.
我不是说你喝酒就犯罪了。
I'm not saying you sin when you drink wine.
不过小心一点，那个挪亚呀，出了方舟以后啊。
But just be cautious. Don't be like Noah after exiting the ark.
种了一个葡萄园。
And he had planted the vine.
出了很多美酒哈。
And he had a vineyard and produced a great wine.
诺亚一喝醉了。
And he was drunken from those wine.
把衣服都脱光了。
And he took off all his clothes.
赤身露体的醉倒在那个地方。
And he was just drunk and was naked.
他有三个儿子哈。
He had three sons.
那个一个儿子叫做韩。
And was Ham.
这个韩呢，看见，哎呀，这个爸爸这个什么样子啊
？And when Ham saw his father's naked body,
他出来告诉两个弟兄。
He came out to tell his two brothers.
大概那个话说的非常难听啊。
And maybe the words he spoke was not very eloquent.
什么圣经没有说，我想大概你看这个老东西什么丑样子。
Perhaps it's just look at this, my old dad.
那么这两个弟兄就不同了。
And the other two brothers are different.
他们拿了一件衣服。
And they took a cloth.
倒退着进去。
And they backed up into the cave.
给这个爸爸遮盖起来。
And to cover their dad.
说以后啊，这两个弟兄受到祝福。
And afterwards, these two brothers were blessed by the father.
那个张扬的那个地方受到咒诅。
But Ham was cursed.
所以酒啊，不要放肆啊。
So do not be drunken with wine.
一喝醉了酒啊，就会放肆。
Because you're drunken with wine, you're lost the control of yourself.
好，那我们再说这个葡萄啊。
And then let's talk about the vine again.
它是结这个葡萄，葡萄树啊，结这个葡萄。
The vine is the fruit that the vine produces is grape.
但是从葡萄啊成为酒啊，还要经过一个过程。
But from grape make it into wine, it needs to go through a process.
在加州啊，有好多这个 出葡萄酒的地方。
And California has several very famous vineyards.
我去参观过啊。
And wineries, I've been to those wineries.
那么在法国，好多地方也出酒啊。
And it was so with France as well.
那我也去参观几个那个葡萄园和酒厂。
I also toured several vineyards and wineries.
从这个葡萄摘下来到变成酒，有很长的一个过程。
And there's a long and tedious process turning the grapes into wine.
怎么样从葡萄我们知道先把它压。
And we know that you need to press those grapes.
叫它出葡萄汁。
So that the juice will come out.
那么葡萄汁在变成酒的时候啊。
And to turn those juice, grape juice into wine.
每一个厂里都有秘方。
Every winery has a secret formula.
这个你去看，他不让你看的。
And they are not willing to reveal it to you.
所以从这个葡萄汁再成为酒，要经过一段时间。
And it takes some time to turn those grape juice into wine.
听说呀，最好的酒时间越长越好。
And some said that it's the longer it takes, the better the taste.
越沉越香啊。
The older the wine is, the better the taste.
那么这些呀，都说明啊，这是葡萄树要出酒啊，弟兄姊妹，要经过一个过程啊。
And then, brother and sister, it needs to go through a process for the vine, the grapes turning into wine.
这个葡萄树本身呢，还不好看。
And the vine is something not so pretty to look at.
葡萄树长枝子的时候
And when they grow branches,
不是随便长的
It is not just growing every direction.
那个葡萄园里的葡萄树都没有太高的
And none of the vine in the vineyards are very tall.
那个枝子都要是横着长
The branches grew sideways.
为着将来采果子的时候不必登高爬远的来往下采
So that you need to do not need to climb high places to harvest.
所以有的枝子说哎我想往那边长
And some branches might say I want to grow that direction.
把原的砍掉
And the gardener would cut it off.
我想这样长
And if I want to grow this way.
砍掉
And it would be cut it off.
只准这样长
You can only allow to grow a certain way.
然后长到一个时候
，and after you grow to a certain place，
这个葡萄就出来了。
and after some time the grapes can come out。
葡萄出来以后就去摘，
and
采果。
It is a time to harvest those grapes。
他们有人快快的采，因为过了那个时间呢，就出酒就不好了。
And they have to harvest in certain time because after you pass that time, it would not be good to produce good wine.
踩着一大堆一大堆一车一车的这个葡萄。
And they have a truck full and loads of grapes.
运到酒厂里。
They would take that to the winery.
然后都那个压榨。
And after the pressing.
他们说现在是用这个压榨的啊。
And now they probably use machine to press it.
从前不是。
And in the times in the past, you do not do that.
都是赤着脚进去。
You walk in with the bare feet.
践踏葡萄啊。
And to stumble, to trample on those grapes.
不但是没有荣耀，还要被践踏的。
Not only the grape did not have any glory, but it needs to be trampled.
大家不要害怕啊！你说那我主要我辞职，我不做葡萄树了。
And don't be afraid and try to resign as a Christian. You can't do that.
神生你就是一棵葡萄树。
But because God has given birth to you as a vine.
你不能改了啊。
And there's no way for you to change it.
所以这个葡萄呢就结了很多的果子
and after the vine bears so much fruit
然后就能出了要出很多的酒啊
and it would produce much wine
那么葡萄采完了以后呢
and after the harvest of the grapes
就是秋天过了要来冬天了
it's about the passing of the autumn and entering into winter
剩下的这些枝子都砍掉
and whatever the branches that's left over they would cut it off
葡萄做成酒运到那个装到桶里头
and after the grapes are made into wine they were put into a barrel
葡萄树呢在外面呢砍的就是一根一根的
and the vine are being trimmed of all its branches
都是砍的这些疤
and you see all the scar that was left by this cutting
好像跟拉犁头一样
and it's just like a Patched head.
冬天你看那个葡萄园呢，真可怜呢。
And in the winter, if you see a vineyard, it looks so pitiful.
一根一根的那个葡萄，什么也没有。
And you just see the main branches, and that's all, nothing on it.
那么这边呢，就出酒了。
But here, on the other hand, you see the wine that it produced.
为什么还要摆一段的年日呢
？And why is it that you need to store those wine for a while？
因为它自然变化出来叫做什么叫做香，什么叫做美
？And it would after fermentation it would produce a fragrance。
若是这个酒我不美，那什么叫美酒呢
？And if the wine is not sweet, it is not a good wine。
所以一定要有这个美酒出来。
And it need to produce sweet wines。
什么叫做美呢
？And what is to be sweet？
这个是没办法形容的啊。
And that is not something that you can describe。
总有这个调酒师，他在那里会弄他叫的，让他自然的就出来那个美。
And only those who know how to mix wines know how to mix a good taste。
所以我们基督徒啊，是一棵葡萄树啊。
So we Christians are vines。
主耶稣说我是真葡萄树
The Lord says I am the true vine
你们是枝子
You are the branches
所以我们都放心大胆的啊，主啊没话说我们每一个都是葡萄树
So everybody can boldly say that we are vine
啊，命定我们是葡萄树
Because we're predestined to be vines
要结果子
And to bear fruit
这个果子要做酒
And this fruit is to produce the wine
还要做成美酒
And to become the sweet and good wine
好给我们的主欣赏
And that it would satisfy and cheer our Lord
你请主来喝酒不给他美酒喝吗
And don't you give the best wine to the Lord when you ask him for
drink 这些都是生命的象征
And these are symbolism of life
怎么样就出美酒呢
How do you produce sweet wine
叫葡萄树就要受到神的调理、啊、
And because the vine needs to be trimmed by the Lord
这个美啊这个很难形容的、啊、
And it's very hard to describe the sweetness of the vine of the wine.
这个有两种东西、啊、这个明显的一种叫做美
And one is to be sweet.
来形容这个酒、啊、
And you use the word sweetness to describe the wine.
一个呢就叫做香水、啊、
And the other is the perfume.
这个香水。香水也香啊
And the perfume needs to have a very good fragrance
但是呢香与香不同
But these two words in Chinese are different
有的人喜欢这个香水
And some likes this kind of perfume
但有人说讨厌这个香水
But some would hate that specific brand of perfume
喜欢另一种的
And rather they like another brand
这个香水是今天世界的一个大生意啊
And perfume is a big business nowadays
这个调和香水的人呢哇这有很大的学问
And has a great knowledge that's required to mix those fragrances perfumes
从前 我工作的那个地方就有一个农场
And where I used to work they had a farm
里面有一个技师、啊、他就练习在那挑香水
And he, there was a person who tried to make, learn how to mix those fragrances
他把各种的香水原料、啊、就来对成那个合适的
And they tried to mix all the different kinds of ingredients
你看他一天到晚就坐在那里
And every day you see him sitting there.
他把什么挑什么什么挑什么记下来
And he would write down, record down the ingredients that he used.
按照小纸条啊，这么蘸一点
And he would use a little piece of paper.
在那闻
And then dip into the perfume and then smell it.
想一想
And think for a while.
再加点什么
And he would try to add another ingredient.
再减点什么
Or take away some ingredient.
再试一试
And he would try dipping it again.
再那闻一闻
And smell it again.
这个人最懒惰了，他就是坐在那里。
You see that he seems to be so lazy, just sitting there.
成业绩也不出产什么东西。
And so many months you don't see any products.
为什么呢
Why is that?
他就是这样闻一闻，就要找出一种呢能够适合好卖的香水。
And he needs to find a formula that's popular.
这些调酒的也是这样。
And so are those wine mixers.
他要把这个酒啊弄得很美。
And it needs to for the wine to be sweet.
我不知道哪一位是你们是饮酒专家啊。
I don't know any one of you are experts in wine.
这个美啊说不出来。
And it's a sweetness that you cannot describe.
都是酒厂里头多少技师啊在哪里啊怎么样叫他这个酒要美。
And it's after so much work and so much mixing.
照样啊。
And in the same way,
我们的主啊，天天在那来挑我们这葡萄树啊，出这个美酒啊。
Every day the Lord is trying to mix us as the wine.
是我们的生活呀，出一种美的酒。
That out of our life we will produce a very sweet wine.
这就是我们的。葡萄人生不同的地方。
And that is the difference about our lives.
我们和世界的人不同啊。
We're different from people of this world.
世界的人那个活的就是哎那个样子真是难看。
And it's just nothing to look at for the way some of the people live.
但是我们要出一种东西神也觉得美人也觉得美。
But for us that we need to produce something that please God and please man.
我常常哎呀看到我们教会中弟兄姊妹真是美丽极了。
And sometimes when I see brothers and sisters in the congregations, I see it's so beautiful.
但是都不同。
And yet they're all different.
有人呢喜笑颜开天天。
And some would just carry a smiling face all the time.
还有人那个脸好像长长的。
Some face would be very long.
但是长长的它有一种的美。
And yet they still have a certain beauty to that long face.
有人脾气很坏。
And some has very bad temper.
哎，但这个坏里头也有它的那个美。
And yet within that bad temper has its beauty.
有人脾气很好。
And some has a very mild temper.
很美。
And they're very beautiful.
我不是说天然脾气，乃是神把我们调整、调整、调整的，因着主的生命而显出来的那种美。
I'm not talking about our natural temperament, but it was due to the work of the Lord that the life of God that's manifested.
这是形容不出来的。
That it's not something that you can describe.
所以感谢主。
So we thank the Lord.
我们是葡萄树。
We are the vine.
我们目的，人生的目的就是出酒。
And the life, the meaning of our life existence is to produce wine.
而且叫神满足。
And to satisfy God,
也叫人满足。
To satisfy man,
可能我们的生命这一生啊，好像葡萄树一样很苦。
Maybe sometimes our life is just like the vine; it's very bitter.
但是我们的心却喜乐。
Yet our hearts rejoice.
不过不要忘记哈。
And don't forget.
是从旧约到新约都说到这个葡萄树啊。
And the vine being mentioned from the Old Testament to the New Testament
都不是。说到一棵一棵的葡萄树。
It does not talk about the individual vine.
都是说葡萄园，葡萄园。
It talks about the vineyard instead.
旧约是从葡萄园。
In the Old Testament, you see vineyards.
新约更是葡萄园。
And in the New Testament, you also see the vineyards.
主耶稣就用好几次用葡萄园做比喻。
And God, Jesus used vineyards as parables many times.
这个园主呢就是神。
He said that the gardener is God.
这个 owner,
the owner of the vineyard is God.
我们呢就是这个葡萄园里的葡萄树。
And we are the vine within this vineyard.
他为配备这个葡萄园。
And he knows how to manage the vineyard.
坐上压酒池。
And he would have a wine press.
好，把那个葡萄什么践踏下来。
And to trample those grapes.
还有呢，储存叫它变成美酒。
And so that it would use sweet wine.
所以我们的神呢，天天在来调节我们。
So every day the Lord is mixing us.
我们的生活念头什么想法，他都知道。
And our life, our thoughts, our mind, He understands them all.
他知道我们最适合娶个什么太太。
He knows that which kind of wife that would best fit us.
或嫁个。什么样的丈夫
And he knows what kind of man best fit us.
为了叫这个人呢，好出美酒。
So that we can produce that sweet wine.
他知道你有个什么职业。
And he knows that what kind of career is good for you.
有个什么样的老板。
And what kind of boss is superior is good for you.
他知道你需要什么样的儿女。
And he knows what kind of children you need.
你不要看人家，哎呀，儿女都好得很。
Do not say, oh well, other people's children are better than mine.
我的儿女，哎呀，真是糟糕。
Mine is just nothing to mention.
你不要埋怨。
Do not complain.
神他会安排。
Because God knows how to plan.
为了叫你这个酒更美。
So that your wine will be sweeter.
有人呢，很吝啬。
And some are very stingy.
他的钱呢，都抓得好热。
And he will hold on so tight to his money.
但是这个儿子就给他花过。
And then to the son, he would just lavish all on them.
我不是说笑话，实在的。
I'm not telling a joke, but this is true.
这些都是神把你这块葡萄变成美酒。
And this is all the process that God is turning the grapes into wine.
说千万不要离开教会。
So do not leave the church.
在教会中啊，这个葡萄园里头才能够生长。
And within the church, within the vineyard, you can grow.
你离开教会以后啊，你就很难学到这个神的这种带领。
But if you leave the church, it will be hard for you to experience the leading of the Lord.
感谢主啊。
I thank the Lord.
好，我们一点低头。
Let's bow our head and pray.
我们的主啊，我们实在感谢你。
We praise you, our Lord.
你不但是拯救了我们。
And not only have saved us.
你要做我们生命的主。
That you become the Lord of our lives.
你都我们每一个人都有你的计划。
That in each one of our lives, you have your plan.
每一件事。都有你的带领。
Everything is according to your leading.
我们叫我们认识，凡事理我都有你的美意，不会错。
That we may know whatever befall us, all have your good meaning.
我们不但是安息在你面前。
Not only we should rest before you.
我们才能够生出美酒来。
And then we'll be able to produce the sweet wine.
给神享受。
And to satisfy God.
叫人快乐。
And to bring happiness to man.
求你。借着你的灵
Lord, through your Holy Spirit,
对我们 说更深的话语
Speak deeper words into us.
我们感谢你
We thank you.
我们是你面前的圣葡萄树
That we are a vine in your presence.
求你祝福每一个弟兄姊妹
We ask you to bless each one of our brothers and sisters.
奉主耶稣基督的名
In the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen.